Yeah, it's a Valentine's Day enhancer song right there is what that is. That's a mood setter.
Show on Q105.
From the music department here at the Q. Some Nelly. Yeah, good stuff there. 6:58. Oh, it's getting hot in here. How warm is it going to get? We will tell you the forecast. Complete forecast coming up at the Q, live and local in Toledo. 6:58, couple minutes before 7 o'clock. Susie's here, Mother Teresa. Teresa just got here, and of course, Yummy's over there.
Good morning.
Big doings today with a big wedding that's happening. If you want to renew your vows, come on over to the Quality Inn, which is at 10621 Fremont Pike, Perrysburg. Isn't it behind Chipotle there on Route 20?
Yep.
It's where it is on the south side of the road. Anyway, come on by. Food and fun, and it's going to be a spectacle. Ceremony starts at 1:05, and noon probably, I'm thinking, is when people will start really getting there.
Yeah,
now,
probably.
If you're getting married today, you got to make sure you get there and have enough time to check in, because they got to go through your marriage license and all of that. So if you're just renewing vows, just show up, man.
Denny?
Yes, sir?
Bar opens at 12. Of course it's going to get busy.
Is that what it is at noon?
Yeah.
They're opening the bar
Heck
at the Quality Inn at noon. All right, so there you go. So here's what we're doing today, Trish. I got two things going. In honor of the blog, I got a triple blog again. I got the curling women with the iRobot, which
That's
is funny.
So funny.
We've got the Benji. There's a Benji reboot coming to Netflix.
I can't believe they remade it.
March 16th.
And it really does look like Benji.
The trailer looks cute. And then the woman who just got out of her marriage after 2 years of hell, she was left broke, cost her $50,000 to divorce her husband. So she had an epic garage sale, and she sold all his stuff, including his Xbox and his PlayStation. So then what to do with the wedding dress? She had it on like this wooden post in her driveway, and she does this great video, and then she douses it in kerosene and sets it ablaze. It's very entertaining. That's on my blog. So it leads us to this little contest for the prize pack today. What's the most epic thing that you've done after a breakup? We started a little morbid, and then this call started getting better. Yeah. Right now, I would say Sean's probably in the lead, where he found out his girlfriend when he was overseas was cheating on him. So when he came back, they had a huge party for him, a big bonfire, and it was, did he say it was Valentine's Day?
It was her birthday.
Oh, it was her birthday.
Birthday.
And he took the birthday gift, which I should have asked him what it was, and anyway, he took the birthday gift, threw it in the fire, and then proceeded to tell all of her friends and her family, who are all there, why he did it, because she cheated on him. That's how we broke up with her, which is epic.
An American serviceman while overseas. Thank you for that.
Yeah, exactly. And then he hooked up with her best friend.
That was the punchline.
Which,
we
don't encourage that.
No.
I do.
The woman before was pretty epic, though, too.
Yeah.
The whole cutting up all the clothes and everything and nearly burning the house down, but...
I thought she was going to say she did burn it down.
She was pretty
irate. So the most epic thing you did after a breakup could get you the prize pack. And if you want to get on the air, either call or text us, 419-240-1055, and profess your love to your Valentine. I finally got one. I got a text.
Oh, nice.
I'm not sure this is in the spirit of what we're looking for, but I'll read it anyway. There's no names. It just says, "Happy V-Day to my sweet. I can't wait to have unprotected sex with you tonight." Okay. All right. Back that up. I'm not exactly sure that this person is actually participating in this little radio bit in the manner and the mood of what we're trying to accomplish here.
Are you sure that's not the Doug? Because it sounds like something the Doug would say.
No, the Doug just had total knee replacement, so I think he's still down and out.
Oh, okay.
So,
that reminds me,
I got to get a hold of the Doug. Hopefully he's feeling better. All right, here's one. I would love to wish my daughter a happy 24th birthday.
Oh.
She was my best Valentine's Day present ever. Happy birthday, Caitlin. From your mom.
That's cool.
It's always good to have your name on there, too. But she's 24, so if your birthday's today and your name's Caitlin, your mom just wished you a happy 24th, the best Valentine's present ever.
Nice.
That's good stuff.
Can you keep the music going for me for a minute, please?
Sure. Oh, Paul, you going to profess some love or Valentine's? All right.
I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Security Jeff today. It's his birthday.
Is it?
Oh, he's the best security guy we have.
He's
happy birthday, Jeff.
He's the only security
guy. There you go.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
So happy birthday, Jeff.
All right, so Susie got us all these... Kentucky Fried Chicken Valentine's cards. Did you smell the back?
Yes, I did, and it smells like chicken.
It does.
It's a scratch and sniff card.
You people on Facebook Live, this is what it looks like. Facebook Live. Is it not me, Paul?
Yes, it is.
And then you turn it around, and to see those drumsticks, you scratch those, and it smells just like chicken.
It does. It's so funny.
It's more like chicken seasoning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it's got that hint of grease to it, too, which makes it even more yummy.
Should be a box or a bucket somewhere in this room.
All right, coming up, public service announcement for you ladies. Now, listen, if you got an epic thing you did when you broke up with somebody, call the show. It could get you a prize pack. Or if you want to profess your Valentine's love to your sweetheart, we'll let you do that today, too. But a PSA for you ladies, they did a survey of what...